Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion at hand. In the last episode of The Mysteries of Life, we briefly discussed about karma and the way it serves to be the tool that can lead the seeker to both heaven and hell. However, most of the times it so happens that the entire life of a human being is spent in oscillating between these two proverbial destinations. Indeed, it so happens that our entire journey in this enthralling and enchanting world is completely wasted owing to this duality. The duality that exists between good and bad. The duality that is essentially brought into existence owing to the way we are connected to our karma. In the previous episode, I said that karma is nothing but unrequited energy, that it is a force that seeks dissipation and utilization in a proactive way. Till the time that this karma is not dissipated in a correct manner, it sticks to you and hence hampers your spiritual journey. The soul is indeed a wondrous thing in its very existence. The soul in its essence is no different from God Himself. My soul and your soul is indeed the same, and the soul itself bears perfect semblance to the phenomenon that we refer to as God. However, it is the spirit that differs from person to person. The spirit is nothing but the soul that is weighed down by the material attachments of this world. Now, these attachments can be basically narrowed down to two types: desires and karma. The reason as to why the spirit fails to simply exist as a soul is the attachments that it bears with itself. These attachments of desire and karma in the end render the soul inactive in the spiritual world, and the human spirit thus gets completely embroiled in the illusions of the material world, accumulating to itself more and more attachments in the form of desire and more karma. In the end, these two factors fuel each other endlessly, bursting forth in a recursive cycle of death and destruction. Desires spur from karma, and karma spurs forth from desires. From this endless cycle of recursion, there is no respite, unless one chooses to be prudent and determined. The way to indeed liberate oneself from this endless cycle of recursion is indeed to be disconnected with your own karma. When I say the word disconnected, many would feel that I'm advocating a sense of irresponsibility, that I'm advocating them to not take ownership of their own karma. That would indeed be senseless. However, what I essentially mean when I say that you need to be disconnected from your deeds is that you need to act in such a way that our karma remains an expression of our benevolence and not just of our self-centered desires. We need to direct our karma in such fashion. When an individual acts in a benevolent way, he indeed creates karma that gives him a great deal of positive energy. Energy that completely uplifts him from the material bindings that the soul bears with this human existence. In a way, through benevolence, the human being ceases to be human and is uplifted to a whole new level. Simply put, our acts are a reflection of our desires. I know that, you know that, we just don't accept it at times, but it's the truth. Many times it so happens that dunked in the lure of our instinctive desires, we indeed commit certain acts that we have to pay for dearly. Such acts indeed change the entire course of our lives. Often when we sit back and think of the things that truly made difference in our lives, we can always think of a few situations where acting dispassionately would have indeed made a positive impact on the way that we lead our lives. Ultimately, it all comes down to it. To be liberated from the karmic relations and the material attachments that we bear with this world, it is indeed necessary to be dispassionately disconnected from the universe. However, that does not mean that we bear no love in our heart. The ideal seeker is indeed one who can love without passion. It is indeed a hard way to walk on and an even harder act to master. But in the end, there is one thing that we must always remember. The harder the battle, the sweeter shall be the victory. And in the battle of life, the only befitting victory for any seeker is but emancipation. That's all the gyan for today. Bye-bye, guys. Take care.